Marking World Literacy Day, the Right Cup Bookstore Cafe hosted the launch of a 12-week free teen writing workshop on Monday, September the 8th. The workshop, run by Chisholm Aze, founder of publishing service organisation The Publishing Pad, will connect young writers with published authors with the aim of getting the participants' work published. At Monday's launch event, Local 107.3 FM spoke with Chisholm Aze about the workshop and the importance of finding creative outlets.
The goal is we are trying to help students in grades 9 to 12 actually write and publish their books. My name is Chisholm Aze. I'm the founder of The Publishing Pad, also the founder of Published by 18, the initiative that has brought us here today. So for the next 12 weeks after this program, we're going to take them through. We have some mentors here. We're going to assign the mentors to the students. We're going to guide them through the whole basics of writing, editing, publishing. And the goal is at the end of the 12 weeks program, after we've gone through the editing and the publishing, we would actually help them publish their book on a global scale. So that means their books will be available on Amazon, here in the store, you know, every part of the world. That's the goal, just to help encourage creativity. And what a beautiful day to start with, today being International Day of Literacy. So yeah, that's why we're here.
Is there time for people to still get involved? This is kind of the launch today, I understand.
Yes, so today's again to celebrate International Literacy Day and also to introduce the students with their mentors. The official event is kicking off on the last Monday of this month, where we will start our 12 weeks and end December 15. So we are welcoming every, you know, anybody that wants to come in and cheer the student up, share their ideas. We'll be here every Monday and Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Some of the local published authors who will act as mentors for the participants also spoke about why they wanted to be involved in the workshop and what they think participants will get from it.
My name's Luke Francis Byrne, and I write literary fiction. I've focused on historical fiction, and my most recent novel was Saint's Rest. It was set in St. John, New Brunswick, and it's kind of a private investigator looking into a missing woman case. I'm involved because I think that writing is a great creative outlet to have in your life, and I think that younger people would benefit from having that encouraged in them. And it gives you a lot of different angles to look at things through and process things, and it's just I feel a really important skill to have, and it's a great practice.
My name is Fred Grass, and I do fiction and nonfiction, mainly fiction. Started out with fiction and kind of drifted into nonfiction because I didn't have to do as much research if I'm doing it about myself. So I love to write. I've been writing for more than 60 years, and it just fits me. In my day, we didn't have anything like this. This store is quite unique today, and it is going over 50 or 60 years. And the whole idea of teenagers coming in and talking to experienced writers is just a fabulous thing, because we can guide them to some degree. We can guide them and help them avoid the mistakes that we made, and just to teach them the generalities of enjoying writing. But if you enjoy writing, it's going to be natural to you anyway, if you enjoy doing it.
Yeah, I'm J.K. Rankin. My friends call me Jen, and I retired during COVID and found the love of writing. And so I wrote a suspense thriller book called The Sanctuary.
What do you hope participants will get out of it, and maybe what you'll get out of it as well?
I just think it's wonderful, and I'm hoping they're going to teach me social media. They get to publish a book after. That's phenomenal. I mean, given that opportunity, you don't see that. I just think it's incredible, and we've all had our own experiences. We can all share what we've learned, good and bad, right and wrong. It's just a fantastic idea, absolutely fantastic.
One of the things that the young lady at the end of the table or the corner of the table can try to understand and realize is that we were her once, and I hope that that she can get as much out of this as possible, because there's good people around the table, good writers, experienced, and you know, she can learn a lot.
Well, I think that the whole process of this, like you were saying, that you're getting a book out of it at the end, it's just such a meaningful thing. Like, for the young people who are coming in here and knowing that what they're working on, it will be printed and, you know, available for sale in the store, I think that's just really cool. And to be a part of that, you know, as a mentor, I think it would feel really good, you know.
So writing, again, there's so many things that we can't tell other people. I've worked with authors who just didn't know how to express themselves to others. They felt like nobody would understand them, and so they went, you know, took their pen to paper and just started writing the way they felt, and it helped them feel better. But then the goal was not just to help them feel better. Their story was also able to help other people feel better, because they've heard of, oh, this person went through this. This is what they did. I can take that and apply it into my own life as well. So it's really a very, it's an outlet that you could use to process whatever you're going through and also use it to bless another person.
Early arriving participant Bella also spoke about her hopes for the workshop.
I'm basically here to learn how to write books and stories because I find writing quite fun and interesting. So I'm gonna try this out and see where it goes, and hopefully I'll get a book.
What sort of things do you like writing?
I like writing a bunch of different stories. It depends on the genre or my mood in the genre, so yeah.
And why is writing important to you?
Writing has characters in it, and I feel like I can express myself in writing more than I can just speaking.
For many people, writing is a channel to express themselves. It's a channel for them to even heal and process whatever is going through their mind, you know, their lives. What even originated this whole idea for me was I've had opportunities of going into high schools to speak to them, and I've heard students talk about how their journey has just been different things and how they've used writing as a way of expressing themselves. They've written poems, they've written even memoirs at their age, and I thought, how could I support this ones? So my goal really is to help the writers to know that they have something good and they can turn it into a full-time job in the future if they ever want to. I want them to see what is possible. I want them to meet other authors as well and see that if these people can do it, they too, they can do it. They don't have to rely on AI. We don't have to kill creativity because AI is here. We can still write the old-fashioned way and bless lives or make good impacts.
What would you say to people who don't feel they can write creatively, who find it difficult to get their ideas on paper?
The struggle with most people is they're looking for perfectionism. When it comes to writing, you just want to write go with the flow. There will be days where you have the morale is high, you're very excited, you're writing. Write. The days where you don't feel like you leave that, go do other things and come back to your writing later. It's very important that whatever we're writing is coming from the heart, because then it allows other people to connect with us on a deeper level outside of just putting pen to paper.
The workshop will begin on the last Monday of September at the Right Cup Bookstore Cafe in Market Square and will run until December. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.